What I Lived For by Joyce Carol Oates. Read by J.O. Sanders. Prologue. December 24, 1959 through December 27, 1959. God erupted in thunder and shattering glass. God was deafening out of the winter sky above Lake Erie. God was six staccato bursts of fire and glass flying like crazy laughter and the skidding of a car's tires as a car accelerated rapidly going eastward on Schuyler. God struck without warning. In fact, it was just dusk of Christmas Eve. The brief day, overcast like ashes, was darkening early at 4:20 p.m. Timothy Patrick Corcoran, hanging an evergreen wreath to the front door of 8 Schuyler Place, caught the first of the bullets in the lower back, the second ripped through his lungs, and the third went wild and the fourth lodged in the base of his skull. By this time, pop-eyed in the astonishment of death, he was falling, yanking the heavy wreath with him to the fan-shaped stoop. Timothy Patrick Corcoran, 36 years old, was a large, muscular man, and he fell heavily, clawing first at the door and then at the wreath and at his chest, which had exploded in a pain beyond pain, collapsing onto the concrete stoop. The third, fifth, and sixth bullets struck the door. The door, too, would be splashed with Timothy Patrick Corcoran's blood, the vivid brass doorknobs smeared with it, as if the dying man had seized the doorknob, meaning to re-enter his house. His house, though he had not built it, only renovated it. 8 Schuyler Place, the new Corcoran house in Maidenvale, where Timothy Patrick Corcoran died on the eve of the first Christmas he would have spent in the house. God striking the man down on his very...